Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he gathers. And I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
Tennessee.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrew.
Over my sister.
Shalom and greetings, my sisters. Bless you all in the sweet, victorious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Messiah, our soon-coming King. I hope that you're keeping the fire of the Most High Yah burning in your heart. I really do. I hope that you're finding His peace and your strength and ability in Him to obey and submit and surrender to His ways. Thank you again for listening tonight. There is so much in this earth that you can listen to. There are so many voices. There are so many channels. There's so many shows, podcasts, and channels of endless knowledge and stupidity. But I really, really appreciate your time, and I have that in my mind as I know that you have chosen this to listen to and to spend your time on. So thank you so much again and again. Double honor to the aged women that listen to our show, as well as any leaders who may ever come across it, to your families, to the communities that are doing this thing and living upright to the best of our ability in Messiah. Let's get a sound check on me. Of course, give me tens in the chat room if you're listening to us live through the computer. And let's hear Mother Jennifer and get some sound check and some tens on her if you hear her very well. Mother Jennifer, come on in.
Hallelujah. Shalom to all the daughters of Zion. Bless you, Sister Ashley. It's good to be here. It's a very good point that you brought up that, you know, the women who are listening could be listening to anything, but they chose to be here with us. And I would rather be here than any other place. You know, I love really being with the saints, and it really is a blessing and an honor. I pray everyone can hear me. I can hear you very well, and it looks like we've got 10 in the chat room, and we can move forward whenever you're ready.
Hallelujah. Hey, September 15th is our first feast, our fall feast. September 24th and September 29th kicks off Feast of Tabernacles. September 15th is the Feast of Trumpets. It's 64 days away. That'll go really fast. It's only 7 Sabbaths away. So September 24th is the Day of Atonement. We wear white. It's our tradition to wear white and really truly rest on that sober day, remembering him. Hallelujah. No work. And on the 29th, when we kick off the Feast of Tabernacles, we all come together. If there are any of those dates that you'll be joining us, please give a call anytime from now till the cutoff date is announced. And let us know you'll be here so we can feed you. We have a different plan this year for the menu, and we're always trying to make things wonderful and even better for each of you. And we love you, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, those who aren't able to travel from afar. Carla, look forward to seeing you, hugging you, meeting you. We have Ellis, the Hebrew's wife and daughter on the land this week. It's been nice to spend some time with her. We are continually having guests and people come from all over, you know, the United States and sometimes even the world to visit us here. And it's a joy to be a part of their lives or to meet them or to know them. It's a joy to be a part of the remnant, to continually have that change of scenery and faces and, you know, just never a dull moment. I'm glad to be a part of the remnant and what the Father's doing in this great gathering. I'm very, very thankful. He is the one that adds. Hallelujah, and also subtracts and takes away. Mom Jennifer, you heard the dates for the feast coming up quickly. Any announcements on your end or things to say?
I just wanted you to give a little insight, Sister Ashley, because I know you handle a lot of the logistics, a lot that goes on in the background, but I know what it's like for us here when we have guests, even when there's only about 50 to 100 people visiting. I start shopping 3 weeks before that time, you know, just for that amount of people. Let us know, you know, how soon will you all start shopping and what is it like to prepare for 900 plus people coming to the land of Straightway, Tennessee?
Hallelujah. Hey, preparing for 900 plus people. My mind first goes to the brothers, from the preparations of, let's say, putting up caution tape to rope off areas where not to park or where or not to drive, to moving outhouses or building outhouses, to the phone calls of receiving where some of the communities may be staying and roping off their areas, you know, for tenting, to the peat moss that's purchased for the outhouses, to the nightly drinks, you know, from the water to the strong drink to the beer and the whiskey and the fruities that we call them, the wine coolers that everyone enjoys. That is already, you know, started. That is something that just case upon case upon case is purchased. So even Clarksville pitching in on the amount of water and bringing pallets of water, and to the many people that are now starting to grill, you know, by their tents and bring the shower tents and really setting up their tents like a literal outdoor home experience, you know, outdoor beautiful camping experience for each community. It's beautiful to see. My mind goes there first because each person has to prepare. I've always thought about everyone who has to pack a certain amount or a limited amount of items into a car to get here and to live off of those things for a week. So I always have you guys in my mind. As far as what we do, Mother will kind of get the ball rolling, you know, from her house, Summer, Nellie, Mother. They'll get the ball rolling on when the items begin, you know, to be purchased. And this year with the, and as it's been for the past few years, quite a few years, communities are very instrumental in bringing things to the best of their financial ability, and that's always beautiful. So a lot of what I handle logistically, I guess you could say, is connecting with each sister at each community to tell them what we would love them to bring, what we would love them to make, what we would provide for them if they would make it for us. So we do have to do the shower house and outhouse scheduling, like the, you know, printing off the chore list. And now we have a print team on our Marco Polo group that is, you know, always got something going, whether large or small. And Rachel Regis, Brittany, huge part of that. So we make signs for things. We print signs. We purchase things as early as now all the way up until the event. You know, sometimes T-shirt orders are purchased, and Mama Nelly's doing that. Of course, we have the marketplaces. We have the children marketplace and the marketplace for the adults that Mother organizes as well. A lot of my time is just, you know, it's really hours and hours and hours on Polo, communicating and replying back and forth. And my sisters are very patient with me, knowing that I talk to a lot of people and not always writing down every detail. So they're always patient in their communication back to me. Talking to those who, man, they're just so selfless. A lot of the sisters, the community lead sisters, a very good representation of their communities. They come and they just join in. You know, we've had entire teams clean the chow halls at night. We have to set up the cleaning of the facilities and the actual, you know, purchasing of every need of every facility. And sometimes things slip through the cracks. It is rare, but that's always picked up by someone else. You know, someone might say, hey, I grabbed a new mop for the shower house. The other one was broken, you know, right in the middle of a feast, for example. And so you got those little X factors where we all just come together, put our finances together. You got somebody going, hey, I'm going to Sam's. Do we need anything? You know, and the Be a Blessing is a huge part of what we do. And that's living by faith, you know, hoping that the items will come in at the amount that we need. And they do. So, yeah, we set up our facilities. It's a rotation of cans and items in the storage room to prepare for the new influx. It's a continual rotation of the freezers. Sometimes it's every 2 days rotating freezers. We have at least 15 freezers, and mainly 7 of them get a continual rotation. We also store, you know, anything from cream of wheat to grits to flour and things like that. We rotate them through the freezer first. Before we ever put them in anything else. So it's a beautiful thing to be a part of it. It's actually a well-oiled machine, and because we put our trust in the Father doing it, it's not an uptight experience. It's not stressful to me anymore, whereas in the early years, maybe I believed I had a part in it, but now I just see that it's all Him, you know, and it's all us. So it's absolutely no stress anymore. There's a busyness, but there's a respect and a maturity with it, of course. And I know I rambled away from your answer, but I meant to. Definitely preparing for this many saints is very special to me, but I also know that when every single one of them arrive, they're going to have their own experiences based off of what the Ruach would desire for them to experience. So whether it's man, woman, or child, they're going to experience maybe a meal that would tempt them to complain, or maybe a tent collapse in the middle of the rain, you know, just something to challenge them that those things are out of our control. So the experience is really based on the mindset and attitude that each of us have. It's really been a wonderful transformation of the feast, having Georgia run the chow hall. You know, it really took away a lot of hours of my service, and you know, I'm no longer needed in that area. And so leftovers is a huge thing, because we want to monitor temperatures, and we want to monitor the use of fresh food being, you know, going in and going out, and just giving away, you know, leftovers. We give it away to communities. We give pans of things away as people leave. You know, and that's a big thing because you don't want all that or any of that left over, you know, or as minimal as you may need, you know, as a community here. We're not going to eat all that we may have for leftovers, so it's really nice to have that logistical planning also at the very end. But, you know, you plan when the refrigerator truck is going to open up, and, you know, we're going to start really early preserving our eggs, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dozens of eggs. We have communities that are making hundreds of pounds of granola, and it's just a beautiful experience. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, I really appreciate you going through all that, because it does really give a picture of a small picture of everything that happens behind the scene. And we really appreciate everything that you all do to welcome us and to host us. And Straightway is such a good representation of what it means to be lovers of hospitality. And, you know, you can even tell that even in your speech, that you're thinking of the saints as you're preparing. You're not thinking of yourself. You're not thinking about how stressful it is or the load that you have. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking about just serving the saints and the fact that you want them to be welcome when they come to the land, you know, and really to have the mind to know how to reuse the food, how to make sure that there's enough food, how to make sure that you don't make too much, how to make sure that you're considering the money, you know, of the land. So it just really does, it puts me in awe, I guess, every year that I'm able to be a part, you know. It just really puts me in awe, the planning, the detail, and everything that goes into it. So I always ask you about that because it just really does amaze me. So thank you for answering that, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, you have always been so grateful, and you've expressed that. You know, another thing comes to my mind about the feast. Hey, guys, listen up. My sisters, tonight you can call in. We got some emails we're going to read. Guest call in tonight, 310-982-4226. Ask us anything. Testify if you need to. We're going to keep the same rhythm that we've been doing for these months. If you want to send us an email, especially as we begin talking or answering some of the other emails or just even sharing the testimonies that we have tonight from our inbox, maybe you want to chime in. So just know you can do that, straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com. Send it to us. We will try to read it live if it comes in on time and if we're able to see it. So one thing that makes me smile about the feast is the difference between the kitchen and the dining or the chow hall experience. So, for example, in the kitchen, as a cook team, you're really moving. You know, you're really sweating. It's hot. You're washing dishes. You're cooking a tremendous amount of food on really just an ordinary kitchen setup or just a scale up from ordinary kitchen. We have a phenomenal oven, stovetop. I think it has 10, what we call 10 eyes, right? 10, we can hold up to 10 large pots. And then we have a really nice oven as well, which can hold up to 2, 4, 6, 8, is it 10? Up to 10 pans, aluminum to shallow, we call it. But at the same time, it is not a mega restaurant. And it's not, when that kitchen was built, it was for the amount of people that were here at the time. And so the kitchen is an experience that you watch communities come and really grow and excel in. They get used to where things are at, and they get used to how it runs. And then you also, in the kitchen, you deal with, I guess just, you know, the things that humanity does deal with, you know, woman to woman. You deal with, you know, your ability to submit to someone else leading you or telling you what to do, submitting your skill level, maybe even lowering it. If you're a cook, but yet you're not the head cook, then you're just doing what might be called menial tasks. You might dice onions for an hour and a half. You might cry a lot, you know. But that kitchen experience really, really grinds women and really teaches them how to work together, you know. And then, you know, whether there is any stress or attitudes or things that come up, you get that experience to see yourself, you know, and that's really, really beautiful. And then you get the stress of wanting the saints to really enjoy what you're making. You got the stress of wanting it to be enough, you know. You got the stress of relying on someone like myself to tell you how much that may or may not be enough, right, while you're hoping to trust me, while I might not even contact you again about it, by the way, while you have to send all that food up the hill, have it loaded up on the truck, and you got to present it, right, or the serving team gets to present it in a very peaceful way, completely clean, nice attire, new aprons, right, brand new, you know, just smell good, look good team, and you get to sit down in peace and eat it, and you have no idea what the kitchen's looking like down the hill when they're still trying to hump out a couple of hours worth of dishes catching up for what they just made while they're being contacted from up the hill to down the hill while you're trying to reach them on a phone or a radio to say, hey, it's good, it's enough, we don't need any more, or, hey, we need 24 more dozen eggs cracked, like now. Then while you try to find your truck team, who Josh Turner, I'm so glad he's truck team, him, his father, they come every year, they come at the beginning, they leave at the end, thank y'all. While you run around looking for the truck guy who's most of the time right there, he'll always let you know, hey, I'm just going to sit down and eat, right? While you tell him, I need more of this, this, and this, and hurry up. So he may or may not eat based on your needs while he rushes back down the hill, while the saints are not complaining, waiting in line for the next hot pan of eggs to come up. That's the type of scenarios that can happen because it's not catering. It's just saints serving one another. And there's so many micro details. Millions of micro details that can happen on a day-to-day basis from sunup to sundown for each saint as they visit. So it's a pleasant experience for sure. And we always ask that each, you know, sister really come to bring their best attitude to affect one another, you know, with positivity and just the fruits of the Spirit. So had to share that the kitchen versus the chow hall experience has always made me smile. Mother Jennifer.
Yes, two totally different experiences, Sister Ashley. I remember Georgia starting out in the kitchen, and, you know, it was an experience that we loved, but we love being entrusted with the chow hall. It really is a blessing for you to actually trust us with that. So thank you so much. That's all I have on that.
That's all you got. Oh, my sisters, let's make a show. Let's talk about it. We got some emails. I wanted to actually give some praise reports. I wanted to connect with some people that I knew had a praise report. Remember, one of the major things that we're trying to do is encourage one another this season. That doesn't keep us from talking about the painful things and really diving into areas where we really need to grow up and mature up and change, of course. But let's just kick it off with some praise reports. There is a group that was really, really active, at least for me, and they're still active. But for me, Renew My Temple Challenge was put out for sisters who needed to, I don't know, build their stamina, build their endurance, lose weight, all sorts of things, just to what? Renew their temple. And that challenge was put out by Pastor Corey. Sister Crystal, Sister Heidi was a big part of that, and so many more names I could say. But that was during this dead season, and these sisters are still continuing to grind and work together, and they formed a bond of communication and, you know, exercise, et cetera. And I just wanted to share a little bit about what they have going on, because why? It is something that it is a fruit of the ministry. You know, it is something that is being produced. It's not just a problem. It's a solution mentality, you know, and this is what these women are doing. So we have some of those emails of just some sisters who really benefited and what they've gained, maybe even the weight that they've lost, but also some things that they gained from being together. So you're going to hear from that tonight. And you also have some emails that have come from sisters sharing their garden experiences, garden stories. You know, as communities, we grow our own food. In the early years, Pastor is correct that sometimes he would put out the edict to come to the land and glean, if you desire, glean the edges of our field, or this row is yours, or pick one of this or some of that. You know, we always had areas for them, and it was true that a lot of times there was not many that needed it or many that wanted it or many that came, and there was more of a accepting attitude or a needing attitude when we picked it for them. That is true. And then also now we have so many of the sisters that grow their own gardens. We have, you know, the brothers and sisters that are offlanders around us that grow their own food that are really, really successful at that. you know, at their home gardens, just right outside their doors, you know, in their yards or whatever their stories are. And so now they have their own. So now we have an abundance that everyone doesn't need because they have their own. And so it's nice to see that change evolve, and it's nice to see, you know, saints really following the pattern and obeying what the word says, you know, being an agricultural people. So we have some of those testimonies tonight, too. I hope this show is encouraging, uplifting to you. I don't know what all we might say or how long it might even be, but I pray that it encourages you. Mother Jennifer, you're free to read any email. I have not read any of them, so go ahead and let me know where you're going to start. Kick it off.
Yes, ma'am. Let's start first, if we can. There's a question that's unrelated to the Renewing My Temple Challenge and gardening. It's actually a question that a sister has. So let's start there, and then we'll work our way back, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. It says, blessings, Mother and Sister Ashley, for your labor of love and your consistency. I would like to thank Pastor Dow for loving us women so much, speaking the truth flat-footed. This segment of last week's sermon has been on replay. Women are the transmission of knowledge and culture. I even took it upon myself to look behind the function of transmission in a vehicle. I was in awe to know how much of a responsibility that we have as women. Thank you, Shepherd, for helping to be a better Isha, mother, sister, friend, and servant. My question tonight is about repentance. More importantly, godly repentance. After listening to the segment last week, I want to be sure that I'm in continuous alignment of repentance of sins, thoughts, opinions. The whole goal is that those characters and natures may not bleed into my husband's children. How do I repent? How do I continue to be in a state of repentance? How do I have godly sorrow and repentance? I just want to be a better woman for this generation. Thank you, and I pray it's understood. Sister Ashley?
I'd like to hear your heart on that first, Mother Jennifer. I'll follow your lead.
I'd say the first thing, Sister Ashley, is she mentioned it in the letter, is to really allowing yourself to have godly sorrow, to understand and know that you've fallen short in a particular area. Once you realize that you've been something that's contrary to Yah, and you allow that godly sorrow to really come into your heart, you know that it's something that you don't want to repeat. You don't want to continue because it's something that is contrary to the word of Yah. It's contrary to who he created you to be. And again, I remember when Pastor said, you must forget who you were in that world. You must forget every single part of the old woman. You must learn everything about the new woman according to the book. You must learn everything about the new woman according to the way that Yah created you to be through his word. So you have to get to know, first and foremost, our culture as women, get to know who you should be as a woman. And, you know, when the correction comes, when the speech comes, when the rebuke comes, you really have to understand and take it for yourself. If it fits you, you have to own it and turn away from that. But even ask the Father, you know, for godly sorrow. You know, Father, please, I ask that you would just truly penetrate my heart with godly sorrow so that I don't have this worldly sorrow, that I would continue to repeat these things. And I just wanted to say, too, that there's a teaching that Elder Rufus did on repentance, and it was about 9 years ago, but the date on it is 3/22/14, and the title of it is Repentance. And that was a really good message. He really does explain the steps of repentance in that, and it's worth going back and listening to. But 3/22/14, Elder Rufus talking about repentance, and I think that was probably when we were maybe 1 year into first coming to Straightway. So that's on YouTube. It's on Straightway Tech Team, 3/22/14. The title is Repentance. Sister Ashley?
That's a really good, well-rounded answer, and I don't really have to add to it. I actually considered when you're talking, especially when you're giving out that link, and that's a really good message. I'm like, we can just move on. But, you know, let me add this. A lot of the sadness and the sorrow that we are accustomed to feeling is because of our personal letdowns and the failures that we have towards men. Meaning, something embarrassed us, maybe something humiliated us, maybe we're ashamed or have some kind of pride or insecurity that we feel bad about, you know. I feel bad for being who I am, so I have this sorrow. Or I feel bad that he wanted better of me and I didn't do it, right? But godly sorrow is just that, godly. So it's associated with the hierarchy, the Most High, the Messiah, if I let him down, right? And he doesn't consider failures like we do. So if he can say about the Messiah, I think it's Isaiah 58, when he says that he would lead him like a sheep to the slaughter, like he would literally ask him to obey so that the repercussions would still be learning lessons. He'd still be having pain associated with that whole entire process. It pleased him to bruise the Messiah. It pleased him to shame the Messiah, his own son. It pleased him to watch this process that also hurt him. Okay, so to get back to godly sorrow is to say that we have a Messiah that knows that these menial failures that are in the flesh are not the grandiose things that we sometimes capitalize on. So our repentance needs to be fully focused on the Messiah so that our love and our fruit, like you said, women are the transmission of knowledge and culture, right? So if I'm going to transmit knowledge and culture to my children, then I first must have the Messiah in my heart. If I want to love my husband, I need to think of the Messiah. I need to please, you can't please one without the other, right? I hope I'm not getting confused and talking all over the place. I can do that. But I really, you want to keep the Messiah in your mind, you know? You want to keep his blood in your mind. You want to say that I want my sorrow to be because of you. You know, that this way in me is not like you. Not because he or she or him or whatever's happened here on earth and the things that we see in the temporary, you know. And that takes a lot of mental training because we've walked in ways for so long that are just so, you know, fearing man and serving man and idolizing man and bowing to man and worshiping man, though we may or may not know that that's what we've done. All things that we do are for the Messiah. That means if I'm going to be the transmission of knowledge and culture, it's not just my own children, right? I might have my children that my husband has given me stewardship over or exact instructions for, but I also have his children and his and his and his that are in my life on a day-to-day basis when they're with their mothers. And so that is also a transmission of knowledge and culture. That's also a transmission of love, right? Or you might have, what was your other question? She said, how do I continue to be in a state of repentance? I like to do what we've talked about so many times on the show and repent for my ancestors' sins because it is their iniquity that was deposited into me with my actions that has made me into the contrary thing that I've been towards the Messiah. So I like to repent continually for what my forefathers have done because we've done worse than them, you know. So forgive me, Father, for the anger that I've continued in and the rebellion that I've continued in, you know, for the ways that I'm still like my forefathers. And forgive me that I'm haughty, you know. I'm haughty that you say, how do I have godly sorrow? Well, the question means that I'm not familiar with the understanding of it, which means I'm probably just familiar with depression and the works of the flesh, you know. So forgive me that I don't know what godly sorrow is that really leads to a repentance that I'll never do these things again, and I'll never do them again because I realize that they hurt my father, you know. Mother Jennifer?
Sister Ashley, considering first that it hurts, that it hurts the father, that is just a very good point because if you think that way, you really learn to train your heart that way, you will truly be set free from a lot of things that you've been bound by because you understand that you don't want to hurt him. You don't want to be separated from him. So when it comes to repentance, you're going to walk in full repentance because you understand that it's about Yah first and foremost. So that is just a very good mindset to have. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. You'll definitely be, you know, we can be nothing without Yah, and we can do nothing without Yah. And so lining up your intentions with His will being done in your life, He is the one that assigns our purpose. He's the one that assigns our role. You know, He's the one that has put us together with our husbands and our families and our tribes and our communities. So He gets the glory first. And to be a better Isha, mother, sister, friend, and servant is definitely keeping Him at the forefront of your mind. You know, I've said to my sons before, hey, have you thought about Yah any today? No. Well, who does that fall back on, right? Me. Us. We got to train them to even think about Him. We are the transmission of knowledge and culture, right? So when you, I don't know, you really just line up your, He's the one that gave you the purpose. He's the one that gave you the role. So you line it up with Him and what He wants you to do, and then there is no failure. You know, then there is no failure. There's letdowns. There's moments of you forgot or letting your husband down, etc. But if you're serving the Messiah, you'll continue to get back up again, give your all, and keep on moving. Hallelujah. Now, Jennifer, next email or whatever you'd like to ask.
Yes, ma'am. Next email. It says, bless you, Sister Ashley. This is Sister Natalie from Straightway Goshen. The Renewing My Temple Challenge was such a wonderful experience for me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Being part of the group and getting to know sisters from other communities has helped me build a sisterhood with sisters outside of Goshen, which is so awesome. The last time I weighed myself, I had lost 20 pounds and a few inches in my upper and lower body. That motivated me to continue to keep going after the challenge ended and to lose more weight, create new fitness goals, and challenge myself physically to overcome what I thought I could not do. The challenge showed me how much mental strength is needed to overcome the flesh, and that this also applies in my spiritual walk. She says it is all tied together. I thank Yah for the experience, and I look forward to more challenges and opportunities to grow stronger and better with my sisters. Shalom and blessings to you all of my Renewing My Temple Challenge sisters. I love you all, Sister Natalie. Hallelujah. Very good testimony. Sister Ashley, is this challenge still going, or is it still a group, or is this challenge complete?
We completed it, at least from my perspective. Crystal, chime in, give it in the chat room or whatever. I know that they continued, and because I could not keep up with the watching of the videos after our last feast when we got together, they did like a challenge. Pastor Corey made them do a certain challenge at the end, you know, like push-ups, sit-ups, things that they grew in their stamina over the course of the dead season being apart. And so after that challenge, he handed out T-shirts. You know, people reached their goals. One sister had lost the most weight, so that was a victory for her. And then after that, they continued to post videos and continued to do things together that just, you know, flourished. But as for me, I just opted out of the group. It was just another hat that I couldn't wear. And I just wanted to acknowledge, you know, them tonight and pay honor to that group. I didn't do any visual videos showing them my face, but I really liked everything that I saw, you know, the motivation they had. They shared the walking they did, the running they did, the steps they did, you know, the videos maybe that they watched to even, you know, for the sit-ups and the crunches and maybe the HIIT, you know, the HIIT videos that they did. So, yeah, they're continuing, but I opted out of the group just this season. It's harvest, it's busy, and I didn't want to continue to betray as if I was following. So that's that, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. So if anybody has questions, they can reach out to Sister Gabby, and they can get information that they need to Pastor Corey. Let's go to the next email. You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Natalie, for your email. Let's go. Next one.
It says, Shalom and blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. First and foremost, praise the Most High Yah for what He continues to do for me and my master's home. I also would like to thank Pastor Corey and the Trilogy team for putting this group together. It has and still is such a blessing and honor. During the challenge, I lost about 5 pounds. I did my assigned workouts and tried to follow the meal plans assigned as well. The workouts were challenging but well worth it. I wasn't able to do a burpee at first, but now I can. Renewing my temple challenge has helped me build a better bond with my sisters. The encouragement is so beautiful. I thank Yah for breath of life and strength every day to get up and work out. I still have goals to meet, but I'm determined I will get there. All praise be to Yah. I pray we all continue to be determined, disciplined, diligent, driven doers for Yah in renewing our temples. Hallelujah. And that's from Sister Deidre. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Sister Ajali said they still communicate daily. That's beautiful. Ajali was a huge follower. I'm sure she still is if she's able to give me that. Tamika as well. Thank y'all for your updates. It's nice to know that you each are loving yourself enough to make changes. That's what it's about. All praise to the Most High Yah. My Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Next email. It says, Shalom and blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. All praises and honor be to Yah, Corey, and all of Trilogy. Before renewing my temple challenge, I was really out of shape and in a defeated mindset. Through this challenge, I gained confidence and faith to push myself past my comfort limits. I was driven and determined to overcome. By the end of my journey, I was able to do planks, sit-ups, push-ups, etc. But I was very grateful and thankful to have freedom in my mind. I went into this with having expectations of losing the physical weight, but not really realizing this was more of a spiritual battle for me. I experienced much deliverance and freedom. Praise Yah, love and blessings. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I rejoice with you. I really do. There's a lot of tiny details involved in each of these women's lives and getting the victories that they desire. And may the Most High Yah continue to bless them as they reach their goals. Hallelujah. Not for vanity, but for his purpose. Mother Jennifer.
And this is an email, Sister Ashley, that I want to read. I think this is a, I don't know if we read this one or not, but this is a Pentecost testimony. Did you want me to read this one?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Yes, ma'am. It says, this past Pentecost was the most amazing Pentecostal experience I've ever seen, heard, and felt. Before Pentecost, I wanted to make sure my heart was clean and pure for me to receive Yah's Spirit. A lot of purging, praying, and fasting was done. She said, I came to the feast hungry and ready to receive whatever Yah had for me. For 6 months, I had eczema on my hands. Some days I would cry for how bad my hands felt just to get small tasks done during the day. The first day, when Pentecost finally arrived, I got a refill of the Spirit and a release. I was speaking in tongues, and midway I cried out, Father, heal me. I wanted my hands healed and to be delivered from the spirits that caused it, fear and self-hatred. I started to manifest. It was the most powerful deliverance I've ever had. After my deliverance, I stood up and started worshiping the Father more, and then I looked at my hands. My hands were clearing up. The cuts and tears on my hands were clearing up. My hands felt smooth, and the burning was gone. All praise to the Most High Yah. I don't know what I said when I was speaking in tongues, but I know my heart wanted, and Yah fulfilled it. Hallelujah. Thank you to my Ima and Sister Charmaine, who helped me in deliverance and their continual prayers. And thank Yah for his spirit that intercedes for me when I don't know what to ask or say. Shalom and blessings to all of Israel. Sister Alyssa, North Carolina. Hallelujah. That is a definitely a blessed testimony to be able to share, you know, dealing with something as eczema and really desiring the Father to fill you, and he hears your prayer, and he just truly grants your request. So, and this is from a young daughter of Zion. So to even have the desire in her heart and the hunger for Yah is really a beautiful thing. Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. I think 15 years old, right, and miraculously healed from eczema. Beautiful. Eczema is associated with rebellion, but it's also associated with fear, stress, anxiety, an autoimmune disorder. Can't say too many words. The algorithm picks them up, and then our show can't go on the repeat on our channel. So hallelujah. Bless the Most High Yah. I give him all the praise and all the glory for you being healed from the pain that you felt in your flesh, my sister. May you always remember how painful it is and strive to be holy. Beautiful. Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Next, we have a testimony. This is a garden testimony that Sister Erica Polydor wants to share. It says, Yahweh has truly sent forth the laborers and faithful laborers at that, Uncle Willie and Sister Deira, Brother Jason and Sister Lucia, and Brother Christian have truly served with an excellent and diligent spirit to grow and maintain food for Straightway Kentucky East. They have been wonderful stewards over the garden. Our starters were all so abundant that we were able to bless other communities with starters, which was a true joy. We have had plenty of lettuce, cabbage, broccoli, collards, kale, and soon we'll have plenty of corn, green beans, potatoes, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, carrots, bell peppers, watermelon, and onions. We are following the wisdom of our shepherd to grow in bulk the food that we consume constantly as a community, looking forward to canning much of it as an obedience of storing up food as Yahweh has directed us to do through our shepherd. Yah has blessed the work of the saints' hands and the fruit of their labor. Sister Erica, hallelujah. That is a blessing. I was thinking about, you know, the first fruits that we were able to share when we had our first two block parties here not too long ago, and we were able to harvest a lot of our produce and feed the brothers with it, and that really was a blessing for us to be able to do so. You know, we wouldn't, I know I wouldn't be as diligent in gardening and growing if it wasn't for our shepherd, learning about our people, learning about our culture, learning that we are just truly to be farmers. So thank you to Pastor Dow. Sister Ashley?
I remember the last feast that we offered our collard greens to. It was, you remember, Mom Jaja, you helped. It was Georgia's Cook Day. It was somewhere between 55 to 64 gallon bags of collard greens, which is at least three complete harvest rotations in the garden, like 3 days of, you know, probably 3 weeks of growth and 3 days of processing. And I remember Mother going, wow, okay, we can't continue to do that. That was one meal. All right, so we got to break this up. We got to split this up. As much as we want to give the saints every single thing homegrown, it's just not possible with the manpower and the land that we have now and the things that we have growing for 900 people to come and eat our fresh veggies in one feast, and then we have nothing all winter long. So now we found a better balance. But just sharing that story, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. I do remember that, Sister Ashley, because I remember Mama Jaja making the collard greens, and her process is very, very particular, you know, when it comes to making collard greens. She has a very strict process that she likes to follow. And I remember looking at all the bags, and I'm like, okay, we got to have these ready by tomorrow. Are we going to be able to do this process and still have all these ready by tomorrow? But everything turned out really well, and we were just really blessed that Straightway blessed us with their produce, the abundance that they had. So we have another email experience from the garden. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
It says, starting the garden experience. He said, when Elder laid out the plans for the garden, I was excited. I didn't really understand the hard work and the dedication that had to be done until I saw him plowing the field. He would come home from a 10-hour workday and plow a field that was full of rocks. I watched him plow for days. The machine was powerful. It would aggressively pull him back and forth because of all the large rocks. Putting your hand to the plow and looking back was completely different once I saw this. When he was finally done, I was in awe. He instructed me to remove all the stones so he could start the next step. When I went out to start cleaning the space, I began to cry, and I said, Yah, is this what my heart is like? Please forgive me. All I could see was an unleveled area of dirt filled with stones. It broke me. It took 2 days for me, my sister, and all of our children to remove the huge stones. As we leveled the ground and prepared the soil, I saw an entirely different place. It was now ready for seeds to be sown. This experience was humbling, and it made Ezekiel 36 more concrete to me. Yah will renew his people. One night while watering, I fell to my knees and cried out, thanking Yah for showing me and calling me out to be set apart. It was one of the best moments of my life. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful experience. You know, there's nothing like getting your hands in the dirt and really having Yah speak to you and show you yourself through the process of gardening, you know, showing you what your heart is like. And there's just really nothing like it. Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. Like Pastor said, Yah created us, put us in the garden, and then we spent our life trying to get out of it. It's a beautiful restoration to return to the soil. So many lessons, being in the sun and hands in the dirt, for sure. And you're always going to hear our testimonies in Israel talk about it, even our men and our brothers, you know, who are out there even longer. You're going to hear us and our testimonies for many years to come. Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. We've got another Renew My Temple Challenge email. It says, Shalom, right. Shalom, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer, for your sacrificial labor of love for Israel. Abundant blessings to our shepherds and all of our righteous patriarchal leaders of the Straightway Truth Ministries and their households. Praise Yah for Pastor Corey and the Trilogy team for making this possible for us. The Renewing My Temple Challenge has been a pivotal, humbling, life-changing experience for me. Based upon the motto, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yah, and you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Yah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yah's. At the beginning, I thought I joined to lose weight. However, once my community leader granted me permission to participate, I was immediately convicted by Romans 12:1 to offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah, which is my reasonable service, becoming my motivation to keep striving even to this day. I cannot go back to the way I was existing, dying slowly by neglecting to honor my temple, which belongs to Yah. Since the challenge began, I have dropped approximately 30 pounds, and I'm averaging a pound per month weight loss to reach my goal. This is being accomplished by, first and foremost, repenting from and being diligent in maintaining my deliverance from spirits of obesity, gluttony, and overeating. Being consistent and disciplined in spending more quality time in prayer, study of the word, intermittent fasting, consuming healthier foods to fuel my body, as I'm now eating to live as opposed to living to eat. Being diligent in my determination to renew my temple, my mind, body, soul, and spirit daily. Being driven and accountable to my Renewing My Temple sisters as we encourage each other to stay the course and not to give up in our exercise routine. And last but not least, having an attitude of gratitude, seeing myself 100 pounds lighter, praising Yah for the victory, even though I've not attained my goal. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a very good email, very good very good layout, very good goal, very good way of looking forward and not looking backwards in condemnation. I love it. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely. Very good mindset. I appreciate that. And it gives anyone who's listening some motivation that you found a group of sisters, if you're interested, as Mother Jennifer said, you can connect with to motivate you and to do it together. Hallelujah. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's go there. I'm going to area code 931, then I'm going to area code 816, okay? Please step away from the speakers. Don't talk to me on the, what is that called? Speaker. Don't talk to me on speakerphone. Hallelujah. Talk to me straight through the phone, all right? If you call tonight, just call in 310-982-4226. Press 1, and then we're going to see that you want to speak to us. You're going to pop up in our queue, and we're going to pull you up, all right? Area code 931, you are live with Mother Jennifer and myself, Sister Ashley. Thank you for your call. Who are we speaking to? Area code 931, just listening. Going once, twice, and gone. Area code 931, I hung up on you. Maybe you're going to want to call back in. Press 1 if you do, and maybe you were muted. So make sure you unmute yourself. Area code 816, you're live. I pulled you up. Hallelujah. 816, you're live. Who are we speaking to? 816, going once, twice, gone. Hallelujah. Maybe you're just listening once again. Area code 816, if you want to talk to us, you got a testimony tonight or anything to add about tonight's show or anything you want to ask. Hallelujah. Something that's come up in your heart while listening, a testimony, whatever it may be. Call back in and press 1 because both of you are now out of our queue. All right, Mother Jennifer, let's keep reading.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, Shalom. I didn't lose weight, but I have grown in other ways because of what Pastor Corey shared with us. I didn't approach this like another weight loss journey. I learned from Pastor it was a better way to take care of the temples that Yah has given us. This wasn't for vanity, but a way of glorifying the King by denying our flesh, dying to ourselves, growing in discipline and perseverance. I love being a part of this group. I got to meet a lot of the sisters, learning a little bit more and laboring with them. Bless Pastor Corey and all those who labored behind the scenes. Bless you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley, for your examples and your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Thank you all for your examples and for your friendship and the bonds that you're trying to create behind the scenes. Hallelujah. May the Most High Yah get our praise. Next one.
The one says, Shalom, beloved family. She says, I was blessed to attend our Pastor Corey's Renewing My Temple Challenge because everything related to strengthening the spirit, mind, and body is close to my heart. Being part of this ministry in every possible way is preparing for the wilderness. To have shepherds like Pastor Corey give us so much time for betterment of us sisters to be ready for whatever is ahead of us is not a light thing. We enjoyed with my master's eldest daughter, especially all live workouts. There's a great spirit among the sisters dying from this flesh together. Some of us have been continuing live workouts via Zoom, and it is a great, blessed way of fellowshipping. Hallelujah. And that is from our Sister Aya. Bless you, Sister Aya. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. It was nice to see Sister Aya. Renewing My Temple was not just for those who needed to lose weight, but as I said earlier, endurance or stamina and just taking care of your temple, many, many reasons why the sisters joined forces, and appreciate you guys for continuing it. So paying honor and respect even to Pastor Corey's vision for you guys to have a solution and great fruit coming from it. Mother Jennifer, next.
Yes, ma'am. Next says, greetings. The Renew My Temple Challenge was truly a blessing to me and my household and all the saints that participated. When we started in November, I was truly excited and looking forward to this experience. My motto was, it's always better to work out together during the time we got together. And Pastor Corey led our group exercise during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. A few of the lifestyle changes this experience is that I developed a winning mindset when it comes to planning the work and working the plan. Planning meals and exercises made the biggest difference for me. And last, not only was the focus on weight loss, but weight management. Managing our weight includes resetting our fitness goals on a monthly basis. I am grateful for all the sisters who participated, encouraged, and edified me during this process. And a big thank you to Pastor Corey, as well as Sister Aja Lee and Crystal. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Praise Yah. All right, we're going back to the phone lines. I have three callers lined up. Please step away from your speakers and don't talk to us through speakerphone. In the past, we've had feedback and reasons that we would say that. So let's go back to area code 816. Let's see if you can hear me. 816, you're live with Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Thanks for your call.
Hello, am I able to be heard?
You are heard. Is this Crystal?
Hey, yes, ma'am. Bless you.
Bless you.
Look,
I barely heard your voice, and I can tell it was you. That means we've known each other, you know? We've known each other. We've talked long enough that I can pick out your voice from a crowd. Crystal, thanks for calling in. What you got? Share your heart.
Yes, ma'am. First, I just wanted to say hallelujah to all the sisters who are sharing their testimony. That is just from the Renew My Temple Challenge. I bless the Father that, you know, Pastor Corey's vision is able to go forth and has been able to accomplish much. So hallelujah to that. The next thing I wanted to say, is it okay to give an update here?
Please, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So Pastor Corey did ask me to share that he is planning to do another 30-day boot camp here within the next few weeks. So he's asked the sisters to be on the lookout for that, and that'll probably start here within the next 2 weeks or so. And so if you participated in the last boot camp, I believe it was a 20-day boot camp that we did. So if you're interested in participating in this one, then you can just reach out to us within the Marco Polo app, myself, Sister Gabby, or Sister Jasmine. If you're already in the RMC group, you can just reach out that way as well. And then as far as after the 30 days, after the feast into the dead season, we are working on a challenge, like a reload, like a Renew My Temple reload challenge. And it's open to, or it will be open to any sister or mother who would like to join. You don't have to pay anything to join. It's completely free. There is a charge for the app if you would like to have Pastor Corey's app. But even that, he's kind of, you know, extended at a discount for any sister that, you know, would like to participate and has permission to do so. So that's the updates I have for now.
I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you were able to call in with updates, because being off the group, I don't have them, and I really appreciate you guys doing what you're doing, and I think it's worthy of praise. So shout out and big hugs to Pastor Corey and everyone there in Kansas working together for this goal. Bless you, Sister Crystal. Anything for you, Mother Jennifer?
No, ma'am. I think you've said it all. Bless you, Sister Crystal, and thank you so much. Love you dearly.
Oh, bless you, Mother. Love you, too. Bless you, Sister Ashley. Bless all my sisters. Bless RMC sisters. And hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. All right. That was Sister Crystal, area code 816 up in Kansas. Let's go to area code 404. You're live with Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Thank you for your call. Who are we speaking to?
Shalom, bless you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. This is Sister Jasmine in South Carolina. Can you hear me well?
Yes. Hi, Jasmine.
Shalom.
In South Carolina. Praise Shah. What you got?
Hello, bless you. I first want to thank Yah for just his loving hand and his mercy upon my master and his household, and obviously among Israel. Thank you, Pastor, for the knowledge and the just the food that you are serving us sisters right now. I really do appreciate it. I'm calling just to give a quick testimony. Sister Ashley, you emailed me today and you asked me how my body was doing, so I wanted to respond just by calling in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So during the Feast of Pentecost, which my master and I were not in attendance, but we celebrated here in his dwelling, I was healed from a drainage in my navel that I had been experiencing from since maybe 2016. I had a surgery done when I was living in the world and couldn't understand why my navel kept draining. Our first Feast of Tabernacles was in 2020, and Elder Kabir, who was Brother Kabir at the time, had laid hands on me. And I remember one of the things that he said is, you know, Yahweh, I do not know what this spirit is, but I pray and I declare in the name of Jesus that she be healed. And I prayed and prayed, and the Feast of Pentecost, the draining actually stopped, and I'm free from that drainage being bound for almost 8 years. So I wanted to give that testimony and just say thank you. Thank you, Mother Jennifer. Thank you, Sister Ashley, for all that you do. And I might cry. Please forgive me. But your show has been such a testimony to me, and it has truly helped me in this walk, especially not living communal, but knowing that I stay connected to the sisters who do reach out to me often. And knowing that we come to the Feast of Tabernacles, it's been every year for the past 3 years. And I just thank you, and I thank Pastor and Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, and Sister Summer for just being such a beautiful and holy example for me. And I really do appreciate you all, and thank you, and I love you all so much.
Wow, it cheers me so much. Jasmine and I have a special connection and relationship when she comes around, and I'm really excited about what's coming up in the near future. Sister A, I sent it to you. It's an audio of her husband's recording that I wanted to post on our channel, so you guys look forward to that. I'll talk more about it as we post it in the days to come. Jasmine, that's beautiful. 8 years of a drainage, wow, from your navel. And being healed. Thank you, Mosa. Thank you, Elder Kabir. Thank you for your diligence to cry out to your maker. And I want to encourage you that the Mosa doesn't love anyone out of community more than he does you. He's very balanced in his love, whether you are on a community or not. He's very, very balanced. He has an end result he wants for all of us, and I pray that we walk out his will and his obedience. Sister Jasmine, I love you, bless you. Thank you for that update. That's better than receiving an email, ma'am, hearing your voice.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless you and Shalom. Glory. Praise y'all. Thank you, Father, for not forgetting about us. Area code 615. You are live, 615. Who could we be speaking to right here in my area? 615, you live? All right. 615 going once and twice and... Hey, you never know. Could be accidental. 615 dropped the call. Hey, back to the inbox, Mother Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. Back to the inbox. Next email says, blessings to Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Much honor, respect, and blessings to Pastor Corey, Sister Gabby, Sister Crystal, and the Renew My Temple sisters. My goal was to lose 10 pounds and also some inches. I lost 6 pounds, and I am stable with that to this day. I'm grateful to Pastor Corey for the way he organized and led the group, even to the detail of tracking our goals through the Trilogy app. He always kept up with the sisters via Zoom. The sisters gained accountability, showed great integrity, oneness, faithfulness, and a fighting spirit to achieve their goals. I thank Father Yah and the encouragement to the sisters. Hallelujah. I think we all enjoyed the journey. Love you all, Sister Denise. Hallelujah. You know, what I'm really loving here, and Sister Ashley, is no matter what the goal, you know, whether the goal was 10 pounds or 40 pounds or whatever it was, I love hearing the fact that the women love being together. You know, they love doing this challenge together. It wasn't every woman for themselves, and it just really goes to show that women, we do need each other. You know, there could be a challenge, there could be a goal that we need to reach, but we can do it together. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. If y'all remember that show that I did, we did, like I said, fun facts, but they were in between our speech, right? So we would talk a little bit, then we share a fun fact, and that was the one that actually got us a strike on our channel. Algorithm picked it up, whoever, whatever, YouTube, FBI picked it up. And so I'm going to just share one off of that same list in response to weight gain. And it says symptom, condition, reaction, spirit, attachment. But at the same time, remember, we are not physicians. We just give you our experience or just even read from a paper. Hallelujah. Got to say certain things. So weight gain can be an addictive personality. There's a genetic and spiritual component to weight problems. This is straight out of my fun fact list. And pause for a second, because the genetic and spiritual component to weight problems obviously is something that can, you know, kind of leave you overwhelmed sometimes when you have a genetic component and you're attacking it physically and it's not working, or you have a spiritual component and you're attacking it, I don't know, emotionally or physically. Maybe if you just, you know, it's a lot of, man, I'm doing this, but. And for some, it's I'm not doing anything, and this is the way that it is. But there's just a lot of components. And so it says here, there's a genetic and spiritual component to weight problems. Thoughts affect your metabolism rate. Hypothalamus glands affect your sleep, your thirst, your eating, and other body functions by lowering your serotonin levels, okay? So hypothalamus is something to consider. And it says that the spirits attached are lack of self-esteem, insecurity, and a great need to be loved. Hallelujah. So something to think about. And most definitely if you're on a journey, and it is a journey of any healing for your body, not making this isolated to weight, if you're on that journey, it is very important to find the emotions that you have that are attached, because that's when you get victories, you know. And then sometimes people are very successful in physically attacking the emotions by, you know, by moving, by exercising, by doing something the body hasn't done before, and getting the results changes the mind or, you know, frees you as well. So that's what makes that genetic and spiritual component so interwoven and not so personal to each person. Or how shall I say, it's not the same answer for every person, you know. You really got to get your answer, you got to get your discipline, and, you know, stay diligent in making changes. Mother Jennifer?
It's definitely not the same for every person, Sister Ashley, and you do have to know your body. You have to understand and know the things that you're battling. I love that the emails talk about, you know, repentance and being able to move forward through repentance, because if you're not repentant, then you're not going to be able to actually sustain the weight loss. So understanding and knowing your body personally, knowing what works for your body personally, what does not work for your body personally, and the spiritual struggles that you need to overcome so that you can repent and move forward is very important. Mr. Ashley?
Awesome. So maybe fear of rejection, maybe fear of man, maybe fear of failure, maybe fear of abandonment. All this can produce long-term fear, stress, and anxiety that can lead you to overeating, that can lead you to false comfort and just wanting to feel something. And so when you eat, you feel, and that's what you've done for so long. Maybe it's easy for someone. For others, it's so many more intricate components in the way that they're thinking and the things that they're doing. Nonetheless, there's an answer, and be proactive. Hallelujah. So let's see. Chat room says, yes, we are not medical professionals or physicians. That's right, Bettina. Hallelujah. And just blessings from all of them, really, everyone that's listening. All right, so I got another phone call. Let's go area code 270. I know that one. That's Kentucky, right? I don't know many area codes off the top, but 270 Kentucky. Shalom and greetings. You're live with Mother Jennifer and me, Ashley. Bless you.
Bless you, Sister Ashley. Ashley, this is Sister Brina.
Brina, are you serious, Brina? Oh my gosh, blow every shofar around me. I'm just playing. I'm not gonna draw a lot of attention to you, Brina. Look, look, look. You hear the noise? Do it again. Do it again. Yay! My one and only audience member, Grandma Barb, is just lighting up. That is our dear Brina. Brina, bless you. Hallelujah. Let me come down, settle down, and ask you, share your heart.
Yes, I just wanted to give a testimony. When I came into the faith, I think I was about 9 or 10 maybe, and I got healing from a liver disease called biliary atresia. And, that passed.
I said, please say more. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Pastor and Granny Barb both laid hands on me, and I got healing from it. And I had to get a liver transplant when I was a little older. I don't remember when, but then I didn't have to because I got healing. And I couldn't do a lot of sports or, like, physical activity either. And now I can, so that's pretty cool. So hallelujah.
Absolutely, hallelujah. So at one point they said you needed a liver transplant, and then you got healed and you didn't need it. That's what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Hey, guess who blew the shofar when you called in?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. Granny Barb. Go ahead and blow it again, Granny Barb. You know she don't have a shofar. She just blow it through her fingers. Praise Yah. Thank you for your obedience, Granny Barb, and helping our sister out. May the Most High Yah get praise all the days of your life for healing you from liver disease. Thank you for your testimony. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, ma'am. That was it.
Praise Yah. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, hey. Do you remember how old you were when you got healed in the ministry?
I think I might have been like 9 or 10.
9 or 10. Wow. And now how old are you?
17.
17. Yes, she's been around. We've watched Brina grow. Wow. Praise Yah. The chat room's blowing up with their hallelujahs and glories. Thank you, Brina, for your story. Hey, listen, may you always tell it. It will never get old. May you always remember what he's done for you. Never forget it, my sister. Bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you.
Bless you. Letting her go. Bless you, Mom Tina. Everybody out in Kentucky. Hallelujah. Incoming so far. Hit it. Yes, yes. Sakina typed in the chat room, incoming shofar. And we got them from both Grandma Barb, her finger trumpet, and Sakina live. Thank you so much. Yes, may the Most High Yah, may he even light up and smile when we give him praise. All right, Mother Jennifer, what else we got? We got another email?
Yes, ma'am. I tell you, the love and gratitude that the young daughters have toward the Most High is truly refreshing. Really was wonderful to hear Brina's testimony. Next email says, Shalom and many blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. I want to give all praise to the Most High Yah. Also, give thanks to my master for allowing me to participate in the challenge. I joined the Renewing My Temple Challenge for motivation from my sisters because I was always attempting a workout routine and quitting. Being a part of the group exceeded my expectations. The accountability, the encouragement, the testimonies and lifting each other up spiritually and physically was amazing. I wasn't able to obtain my last weigh-in, but I did go down 4 inches in the waist and my endurance increased and the ability of being able to work out without giving up. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity Pastor Corey and the Trilogy Sports team provided. I'm still striving and doing my AMs. She said that's an inside joke. And bless you all and shalom. Hallelujah. Wonderful testimony. I love hearing about the fact that the endurance has increased. You know, the endurance. It's not just about losing the weight, but are you able to work all day? You know, are you able to walk up the hill without being winded? Are you able to do tasks around the land without slowing down the work? So I think it's really good that that was actually mentioned repeatedly. Sister Ashley?
Yes, I also think about how, you know, the flesh's afflictions, how it humbles you, you know, and how it doesn't matter what your goal is, whether, you know, something's internally wrong, such as our sister who had the navel condition, you know, or just something external, you know, like weight, you know, skin conditions, eczema, you know, doesn't matter, allergies, anything that you're really, you know, afflicted by, it's very humbling. And for that, I'm very thankful. You know, without it, we'll be very, very proud. And those afflictions teach us a lot. And I like to hear how, you know, we can come together with opposite goals, but yet one mind. Maybe even some had same goals, but, you know, having one mind, seeing one another's afflictions and knowing that you're not alone visually gives you a strength that you didn't have before. You know, you didn't have a camaraderie before or, you know, sisterhood, a companionship before. And so joining also how important it is to be led by a man, you know, and Pastor Corey in this example leading this group. You know, it's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. It definitely brings forth fruit, no matter your size, no matter what you're aiming for. It brings humility, and it's worth it. It's really worth it. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. Very, very well said. And if you're ready for the next email, I can go on and read the next one. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
It says, peace and abundant blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. I would like to share my experience with the Renew My Temple Challenge and the Trilogy Virtual Gym. What I found I underwent was a transformation of not just body, but of mind and spirit. The Trilogy 21-day boot camp was a phenomenal undertaking. My flesh was pushed further than I would have with the daily workouts, as well as the live sessions with Coach Terrence. Each workout allowed me to develop necessary traits, accountability, and the drive to push past my comfort zone, not making excuses for the flesh. When I signed up to be a part of the Renew My Temple Challenge, I had a made-up mind to do what we call the 5 D's, be diligent, determined, disciplined, and driven doers. Hallelujah. I was tired of talking about losing weight and getting in shape and finally had the made-up mind to change. Many times I wanted to cry. I wanted to give in, but working out with my sisters each morning and checking in for accountability was so encouraging. Each sister's trial, test, overcoming, reached goal, failed attempts were all fuel to encourage each other to keep going, to persevere, because we all had the same end goal. Spiritually, I was able to grow and overcome the slave mentality of passivity, gluttony, mediocrity, and hopelessness. There was a quote that Sister Alex shared with me that's written in the Goshen Gym. It reads, "No excuses, no explanations, only excellent execution." I was determined to press in no matter what and kill this flesh. That became my motto. I lost more inches than weight and gained muscle, stamina, strength, knowledge, and hope. Today, I still strive for the mastery, a clean temple driven to be fit for my earthly master and my heavenly master's use. Hallelujah. And that is from Sister Tamika. Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. Beautiful mind explanation. You know, the way to put it in words like that. That's really encouraging. I'll praise the Most High with you. Hey, anything else?
I like that motto. No excuses, no explanations, only excellent execution. I like that.
No excuses, no explanations, only excellent execution. Beautiful. Beautiful. I like that too. All right. Have we wrapped it up? Are we out of emails?
We got one more email, and it's actually a question, Sister Ashley. So that's it for the testimonies, but we've got one question if you're ready.
All right. We're ready.
It says, "Shalom and blessings, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I've been listening to the show for 2 years, and this is my first time making it live. Hallelujah. My question is about the commandment that I don't quite know how to follow. Respect your father and your mother. I don't speak with either of my parents due to abuse. I don't believe that I was disrespectful towards either of them, and I have asked Yah several times if I have anything to repent of concerning them, and I've gotten no answer. Though I acknowledge that doesn't mean something won't surface as I continue this walk. How do I honor my mother and my father? I appreciate your wisdom and guidance. Thank you very much for ministering to us. So many sisters have felt like they were speaking directly. Oh, so many sister-to-sister episodes have felt like they were speaking directly to me." Sister Ashley?
Hey, one thing she said was she don't speak with either of her parents due to abuse. So possibly previous relationships have separated you. And now that you know the commandment, something or Satan might be attempting to condemn you for this separation. When you hear honor your father and mother, specifically the commandment was given to those that abided together, you know. You know that if I'm 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and on up, if I have a mother and father, I'm going to honor them, right? So we're in this diaspora where there's so many situations and circumstances that have separated families. At the same time, the word says honor all men. I do want to say about the word honor, when you do go behind it, and where we use something called the Strong's Concordance, we look behind the Greek and the Hebrew words, we try to find concrete application of what that's really like. One of the words that describes the word honor is actually to be heavy. Okay, so I'm going to try to explain it at least with my mind. The word honor is described in Strong's Concordance as to be heavy. To be heavy would mean, okay, in application, that you wouldn't rise up above them, there would be more of a burdensome mindset when you communicated to them. There wouldn't be an argumentativeness or a talking over them, a direct disrespect in your speech or attitude. That's more of, you know, honor your father and mother. And for those of us who have our mother and fathers in our lives, that's how we are to be towards them. Even if there is a direct reason for separation, there can still be a reverence because it is your mother and father, and they are the reason, naturally, that you're even existing and that you're even here. So there might be a lot of detail behind your question as to why you have that separation. Are you justified in the separation? Perhaps, absolutely. I can't define that. Maybe your husband, or maybe even Mother Jennifer, if you want to direct her a different way, maybe there's a reason that you need to touch base with them. I don't know. I don't want to misdirect you, but I want to tell you, don't be condemned. There's a difference when the Ruach is convicting us to do right and to honor one another, and then there's a difference in when the Hasatan is there presenting condemnation, applying, because Satan knows the word, and trying to make you be condemned for the decisions that you're making. So if you're standing in the Most High Yah, growing in the faith and knowledge of Him, and you're walking and keeping the commandments of Yah, and they are not, then there's going to be, of course, a separation. How can two walk together unless they be agreed, right? So if you have an opportunity to honor them, you would honor them by lowering yourself in the conversations and not rising up, but to make yourself burdened and heavy before them. Hope that makes sense, Mother Jennifer.
It makes perfect sense, Sister Ashley. And, you know, if you're not in contact with them and you don't need to be, then there's no reason to contact them now, you know, just to make sure that you are honoring them. That's not what that means. So like Sister Ashley said, there's no way that you can be in agreement because you're following the commandments and they are not. And now you are in a family, you know, a spiritual family. You're in a family that's covered under the blood of Jesus. So you now have a pastor who would be like your father. You have mothers in this ministry. You have, you know, you can show your honor toward your spiritual fathers and your mothers by obeying what is being preached from the pulpit. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Beautiful. I think that will encourage her. Hey, Granny Barb, come on up. Granny Barb is our number one fan tonight. Hallelujah with the finger trumpet. And right here by my side, you know she's been busy all day, but she still made it. Hey, talk to me. Share something.
Well, I just want to thank the Father for just the goodness that He shows us each and every day. I had a little longer time at Granny Ruth today, so I was in there praying, you know, putting her to bed and just saying goodnight to her and everything. And it took a few minutes, and it ran past the time of 6 o'clock. So anyway, I finished up and, you know, said all my normal prayers and whatever I pray. Walked out, and Teacher Shane said, "Wow!" And he caught my attention. I'm like, "What is it, Teach?" And I looked over there. Granny Ruth had almost half of a huge tree fall right where we were praying. I mean, and I said, "Man, Teacher, I was just in there praying with Granny Ruth right now."
Right by the window.
Right by the window. And he said, "Well, all that there's just a couple of little teeny branches on the side of her trailer, but yeah."
But the tree fell, and the branches barely hit the
yeah,
roof.
Yeah, so the Father.
Wow, right before the show.
Right before the show. So that's the power of prayer. In there praying, he had that tree fall off, not on Granny, on I, but.
Hey, that's not the first time we've experienced tree falls either.
No,
but please continue.
No, ma'am. And yes, I want to say, Sister Brina, I am very, very proud of you. You know, they had just come to the faith, and, you know, her mother had explained to me what was going on. She, you know, just had quite a few things going on. And for Brina to sit there and have to tell her story, and then she had homework, because when you come for deliverance, it's not, okay, hot in the chair, we're going to just call this thing out. I mean, I'm not saying that Jesus can't do a miracle,
right,
because He does them. But, you know, sometimes it takes a little
a
bit
process,
of time. And,
yes.
Yeah, and they met quite a few times, and Brina had to, you know, talk about certain things. And anyway, I'm very proud of you, and I'm so glad for the healing. The Father is definitely our only source for it, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful story, all the details from her mom's perspective too, just from just from birth all the way up to Sabrina's life. Thank you for adding to that.
Really
go ahead.
Then my last two, when I first got round in the corner coming up here, it got past Pastor's house. For some reason, your cell phone goes out at Pastor's house. Now, tell me why that happens. I don't know. But I'm going to cut it. And I just heard Mama Jennifer saying that she, you know, about her first cooking assignment at Straightway. Well, being an old hat, not only was I there for that, but I was also there for my sister Ashley's first assignment.
Oh, no.
Assignment
we're
going to
end the show. You guys are going to blow the show apart. See y'all later. Thanks for tuning in.
No,
oh,
my
God. All right, let's go back. We're rewinding the time. I was 27, and now go ahead.
All right. Do you remember the first? I always ask this, and sometimes she does, but I don't know. She's going, do you remember your first cooking assignment, what you decided? It was on her, what
right.
she decided to do.
Homemade ravioli?
Nope, that was second.
Spaghetti?
Nope.
I have no idea. I mix them all together.
Shish kebabs.
I ain't never cooked for the same thing.
I'm like,
are
you sure? Now, I'm trying to use a little elderly wisdom here. Are you sure you want to do shish kebabs?
No,
that's
I'm 20 and I know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's exactly
right.
Right. Well,
this is what we're doing.
Guess whose hands had to burn because we did partially them. I had to remove every one of the meat and everything else that was all smoking hot because we forgot to put something on there or whatever it was. And Ashley's like freaking out. I'm like, shut up, give them to me. I can do this thing. So I'm pulling them all off,
pulling
them off,
meat off the grill,
we
putting
got
that
it
pretty
on
pineapple
on a beautiful serving. We got it out on time.
I'm surprised we had money for the, what's some things called? The sticks.
I'm serious.
Like, that's fancy. They were even ordered the sticks back then. Wow, what did we use?
I don't know. I was going to say, I remember twigs we had to go gather.
Probably two things, honestly. That's funny, guys. Now y'all know. Now y'all know the beginnings.
And then Mother Jennifer, when her crew got the first assignment, did you remember where I was? Do you remember this at all, Mother Jennifer?
I remember, Granny Barbara, I remember you being in the kitchen with us. And I remember you looking at me and you said, I said, Granny Barb, you're in here with us? And you said, yep. You said, I'm not going to let you fail on my watch.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Mother Jennifer, how do you
remember
everything?
Her being there. I do. I remember that. And then I remember when Granny Barb got different responsibilities and she couldn't be there, Granny Diane started coming in. And she'd be like, I got you, my friend. That's all she would say. But, you know, it was just always a blessing to have the moms or the big sisters come in and just check on us and to make sure that we were doing well. That really, I'll never forget that.
Yes, ma'am. And the thing is, you know, it's not a scary thing, but when you come in, it's just like if you've ever been to somebody else's house and they ask you, hey, you want to do some cooking or whatever? It's like, yeah, sure. Well, it's all new. You know, you don't know where the pots are. You don't know anything. Coming into the hub, cooking in here, that is like the hot spot. I mean, seriously, if you've never been in it.
And for 900 too, right?
Yeah, boy. I can remember the first time I had the assignment. Well, this was big to us, 200 biscuits. I had to make 200 biscuits. Now I'm not even making like 1,200. I'm like, man, 200 about blew our minds, but we did it. But yes, ma'am. And I just really did. I wanted to bless you because the thing is, sometimes you don't know the person that's overused expectations, and that's what I wanted to make sure. Oh, no, Mother Carol would not like that. Mother Jennifer, you got to do this.
Right.
It was fun, and I love you all. Just praise report, and look at where you all are now. So thank you, Father, for my sisters, and thank you for all those that are getting these wonderful memories with each other. It's a beautiful thing to be a sister in Israel. Bless y'all.
Bless you. That's a beautiful way to end the show. And Granny Barb is like an encourager. Times to the tenth power, you know, and just no one like Granny Barb. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, what do you think?
Let me say one more thing. I remember when we first came in to the faith and we had our first Feast of Tabernacles, that what we came in doing in Georgia, we came in washing dishes. You know, we came in cutting onions, but primarily it was washing dishes, and that was our fellowship. Like, that was the thing that we loved the most, and it was an honor to just go in and do dishes for the people that were cooking the food. And we stayed in there all day, and that was our fellowship. And, you know, it for those of you that do that now, you will just learn so much. You will enjoy it. I remember this past feast, Mama T was so excited that she got to be in the kitchen with Kansas City. She was doing dishes for Kansas City, and she was just so elated. You know, she walked down the hill every day so that she could do dishes. And I told her, I said, you know, that's your greatest form of fellowship that you'll get, being in the kitchen and doing dishes with the sisters, because you'll meet so many women that way. And to me, it's just such a sweet level of fellowship. Sister Ashley?
Sweet level of fellowship. That's a good way to put it. Hey, that's what we talked about all night, really, even to the, you know, the garden experiences and the Renew My Temple challenges. It's all sweet fellowship. It's, I don't know, it's just commendable. It's worthy of praise, and it helps us motivate through, you know, the flesh, the things we feel, the things we have to go through, honestly. So may the Most High Yah get your praise all week long as you continue to do what he has set before us. Anything else, Mother Jennifer? I'm going to play a song, and we're going to end it. You go ahead and end it from your end and say your last words.
That's all I have. There's nothing more to add. Bless you all. I love you dearly.
Hallelujah. Hey, I pray y'all love this song as much as I do. Have a great weekend. Have a great Sabbath. Blessed prep day. Y'all know it's a busy triple day for us. I feel like it anyway around here. I appreciate now we get to stay home on 6 days, and we have, you know, we eat at our own homes, or we might get together home to home cooking for one another, and that's really a nice new aspect. I don't even know if I can say new anymore, because we've been doing it for so long, a few years or whatever, but back in the day, we never ate at home. You know, it was always the dining hall. So now we're doing some more of those breaking bread house-to-house days, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy it with the family. I enjoy having people over. I help feed the guests as well as some of the sisters on the land, those who travel, you know, feed them when they get here. And, hey, tomorrow's a big day. I usually try to cut my husband's son's, our son's hair, you know, try to do 3 haircuts in an hour. I'm trying to get good enough that they don't notice when they're older all the mistakes that I make. And, you know, I try to cram that in on 6 day. So you'll see me out on the porch with the clippers. And hallelujah, it's 6 day. Let's go. It's prep day. Let's stay busy, stay holy. And I thank y'all so much for your input tonight, your emails. You are the reason why the show went the way that it went. I hope it encouraged somebody. Please reach out to somebody you love and encourage them this week. You know, tell them thank you. Think about them and send your love to them. Mother Jennifer, thanks for joining me tonight. I enjoy this song. It's called Quiet. Hallelujah. So enjoy it with me, and then you'll hear that shofar.
Here we go again, my mind racing, and I can't seem to win all these crazy thoughts and feelings. It's like it never ends until your voice breaks through my noise. I know I'm not alone, I'm not alone. quiet.